From the right hand side, plays it over towards the left hand side to Clark. Clark's got plenty of space to get the shot away. And it's 1-0 to Shamrock Rovers as Derry City attack, and one in on the counter down the other side to Shamrock Rovers, and a great finish from Trevor Clark.
Fantastic play, to be fair, by Aaron Green. Aaron Green wrestled away from Josh Kerr down the left hand side, looked up. Fantastic crossfield ball, should say, down the right hand side.
Jarre trying to shake off Sloggett and eventually does, plays it back to Kavanagh. Kavanagh rolls it underneath his foot before playing a pass into the centre to Byrne. Byrne getting a bit of luck, getting away from Parkhouse. Referee was going to call back for free kick, but Byrne shoots from distance, and that's 2-0. A great strike from the midfielder. They double the Shamrock Rovers lead.
That's it, Jack Byrne. He says it before the game. If he gets 25, 30 yards out, he's going to go for it. And he's just ran at the Derry defence. Nobody's come out to him. He's looked up and drilled it low in the bottom corner. 2 goals in 2 minutes. Derry are shell-shocked and are 2-0 down. And to be fair,
O'Geady cutting under the 18-yard box. Tries to roll it along the ground to Sloggett. It's taken a deflection as far as McNamee. Played into the back post, and that's headed in by Kieran Call. That's back to 2-1. And Kieran Call is encouraging Junior O'Geady to grab the ball and get back to the halfway line. He says it was going to be an uphill task, but at least this has given us a bit of hope.
Massive hope. It's a great goal, to be fair. It was a fantastic ball by Barry McNamee. He looked up.
McDonough switches the ball from the right to the left to Gilchrist. Now it's Stokes, he switches good it back ball to the right hand side, and it's a lovely touch too by McDonough to bring it under control, straight into the 18 yard box towards O'Geady, but it's actually headed down by Sloggett. It's the back of the net, it's the back of the net. It's 2-8 here as Dickie Devine punches the air, and the ref, I think the man who's being credited with it is Junior O'Geady. I finally got a Junior O'Geady goal, so happy.
That's a fantastic goal. What a ball. CG before
Declan, having been 2-0 down and bringing it back to 2-8, a lot of people are going to look at this result and look at how you have come here and overturned at such a deficit. What do you think that says personally about your team?
Character and guts and belief and determination. But it also has highlighted that our goalkeeper tonight was magnificent to keep us in a game. It also highlights that, you know, whenever we do play at the levels we're capable of playing at, we're a match for anybody in this league. But look, Shamrock Rovers are a fantastic side. They could have been out of sight at one stage tonight. Thankfully, we were able to hang in there. But, you know, when this group actually matures and grows into itself and actually starts believing in themselves and each other, I think that there's a lot more to come. But fantastic, delighted, because you come to Tallaght, you know you're in for a tough night. I thought in the Brandywell in the last game we were very good, and we lost that day, one mistake. But tonight, I thought there was a lot of mistakes in the game from both teams, but ultimately delighted they pick up a draw.
When you were chasing the game, did you take a lot of encouragement out of the fact that how defensive Shamrock over substitutions were as you were making yours?
Well, I think they could see that we were in the ascendancy. We brought very positive subs on in Eddie Dalap and in Owen Stokes, and they had a big influence in the game, and Junior moving the centre forward worked really well for us. You know, but They thought that, you know, I don't know, I thought they were very good tonight. I thought Shamrock Rovers were excellent. I think they're a fantastic side with fantastic players. But for me, it was testimony to our boys that we dug in and didn't chuck a towel in. And that's something that I want replicated throughout the club, is that if you play for Derry City, you never give up. You never, ever give up. And if you want to fight, we'll have a fight. If you want to play a football match, we'll play a football match. And to be fair to the boys tonight, they've done that.
And some of the deliveries for both of the goals were absolutely spectacular from both the left and the right.
Brilliant. Really good. And as I say, I keep repeating myself, I think this group's only emerging. I think there's more to come from this group. If we can get a few bodies, I think we'll get better. But I would like us to work on our mentality that we have to make sure we're not giving anything soft away. We shouldn't have to come from 2-0 down in these places. I would like us to go 2-0 up, but, you know, let's not forget where we're coming from, to where we want to go. We were 2-0 down in Oriel Park and brought it back to 2-each. We're 2-0 down in Tallaght, brought it back to 2-each. So I think the strides that this young group has made has been magnificent.
You talked about some of the saves that Peter Cherry had made. There was two great interceptions made by Josh Kerr in the first half. I kept the score down at 0-0. He went off as a substitution. Is he badly injured?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know I've seen him holding his calf, so automatically it was overdrive, just get Ali on. Ali's been carrying a knock for a while, so probably came at the right time with 15-20 minutes to go. But I just think over the course of the night there was a lot of people out there that had huge impacts in the game at various stages. There was players out there tonight that will be disappointed with some of their impacts in terms of bits and parcels of the game. But if we can get this group going for the levels that they're capable of going at for the full 90 minutes, we'll be in a good place.
Cheers.